Start. Just make this work. Okay. Let's go. Watch the light. Okay. Okay, let's go. Okay. What I want to do is, let's say something a little different than what I've been doing recently. I just want to focus on problems, okay? Problems I gave somewhat in the past. When I didn't finish a mitzvah, I just moved on, okay? But I think that the issues in mitzvah yutes and chof that I didn't talk about, okay, are so global. I'm searching for the word. It's just it's so far-reaching that we begin to understand we don't understand anything. At least I don't speak for myself. Okay, the first point I want to talk to you, I want to ask you, you know, what exactly is Birchas HaMazon? What am I doing? Okay, and we spoke, we pointed out the Rambam last week, we pointed out the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos, we pointed out the Rambams in Minyan HaKotzeh and Mishneh Torah and the Pratei Mitzvos, or the Mitzvos Lahidei Solovorich. Okay, you know, okay. Let's just see what it is. Okay, let's start slowly. Okay. What is, when I say the word Baruch, okay, how do you, what does it mean, okay? I want to start simple, okay? Okay, you know, this is what they should start in when they teach children, but I'm not sure exactly what it is. What does Baruch mean? Okay, so I want to start slowly. I want to look with the Biurim of Abshapsi Sefer, me, Premishla, okay, who was basically asked by the Kol Gedolei Hador to edit the Siddur. That's the Hainu, the father of the Sma, the Shlo HaKodesh, the Megal HaMukis, the Marshal, and others, okay? He writes like this, and when he talks to the Birkas and Tilis Yadayim, okay? He says, when he's talking about Bolt, in the book of Hashem Gedolei, Haradak v'chol chashuvei medaktikim hochichu ki boruch eino po'u. It's not a verb. Okay, that's a very important issue. Okay. Hein shenefoshenu miloshen tihila v'shevach k'mo boruchu Hashem v'loime Er is geloipt. Okay, use the old Yiddish, not you know the Yiddish of the geloipt without a galooped. Okay, galooped. Okay, it means beloved. Okay, hein shenefoshenu loshen brocha k'mo v'ashem beirach v'loime boruch er is gebenched. Okay, but it's not a verb. It's talking about he is gebenched. Or ato boch ato, you are gebenched, you are blessed, or you are beloved. Okay. Kmo shomu er is gehit, he is watched. Okay. Rak hu toya kishu somuch el Hashem is boch. Kmo boruch Hashem oz toa. He is the source of brachas, okay? But it's not a verb, again, okay? The Eino Mekabu Mecherim. He is the source of brachas and not the one who receives it from anyone. Okay? U Vila Mukubolim Yesh Boy Said Vi Ein Kan Mekoymer U Kishihu Samuch Elo Odom Kmo Boruch Avrom Oz Who the divrei akol shu mushba umekalba brachas? He receives brachas. Ein gebencha. It's so within him. It the brachas go are internalized or something like that. Okay, that's what he basically writes. Okay, now. That's I skipped a few a line or two, okay, because he's quoting the Avodrom in the middle, and it's all the same, basically, okay. Shalat Shuvas Rashi, Chelik Aleph Simetov Chav Gimel, V'chein Inyan Abrocha Shakol Yivolchuhu V'yoduhu Loima Shuhu Hamevoyroch Kimiitay Kol Abrochas. He is the source of brachas. So you have to say that he is the source of all brachas, and also shushalit bakol vakol meitay hatev umlametiv. So there is in there not only a discussion that he is boruch, he is the source of brachas, but also for some reason we don't know how that happened. There has to be also hedah, and a hedah that he is the mashkiach and the shalit, the manig. Shalit bakol vakol meito, hatev vametiv. Kmo she'odom, chayiv odom levoch al hatev, al roch, kederech shebroch al hatev. Shabroch mimiloshon, birkais mayim, vishaltenusoi yizborach, loy tiposek lolam. Vuhu shoma David bruch Hashem liolam amen v'amen. Okay, so that's it. So, and also you have to keep in mind that bruch and tehila are a priori two different things. How do I know that? Vivochu shein kaposkin nechemiyod, which is Ezra, which they call the nechemiyod also. Vivochu shen kvoidecho umroimam al kol brocho utihilo. Two separate things. But for some reason, that a brocho lagabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has an element of tihila in it. For example, you look at a pasuk which you might recite every day, but you might not have thought about it that much. Vayivorech David es Hashem le'enei kol ha'kol. So vayivorech means a verb. He is blessing God. Vayomer David. What do you say? Baruch ato Hashem. You are the source of brachas, if that's the interpretation. Or the beloved, whatever it is. Or the blessed. Elokei Yisrael, Ovinu me'alam ve'arolam, Ovinu somehow la'ashkoch relationship between us and the Bnei Yisrael, L'cho Hashem Agdula, V'agvura, V'atiferes, V'anetz V'ahoy, which is Shevach V'idah. Kicho, Kicho v'ashamayim v'oretz, L'cho, Kicho v'ashamayim v'oretz, L'cho, So it says, so what did he do? He just said, but he had a word bruch in there, but bruch, okay? That's what it is. And basically, looking at the Ram and Sefer Mitzvahs, that's what you said, Lohidis Loi. Okay. And also, if you look at the Birkas Hazon, which Moshe Rabbeinu, was Misake in order to fulfill L'chayla the Reisa of Birchas HaMozein, all it says, Baruch Ato Hashem, that's the Baruch, whatever the Baruch is, okay? Okay, Levinu, Hazonis, Oyun, Kolobu, Tavo, Bechein, Bechese, Rachim, it's only talking about Shev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashkiach and the Mephalnes. So this is Kfiya Mispar HaMedaktikim, the Radak, the what, right? The Radak, the Rabshab Sefer, the Abu Tuch. And the Rashba seems to go like that. Okay, we say that. However, there's a problem here. And when you look at the Rambam get the impression, reading certainly in the Protem Mitzvahs, Yimavor, Es Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correct? And this, and see, there's another issue. The question is, you have a Birkas Hedyot and a Bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are they basically the same? You bless God or you bless your fellow man, okay? Okay? So we know what giving a bracha to a fellow man is, okay? And it's nothing to do with Sheva Vaidah, L'cheva, correct? So why should all of a sudden, when you have a verb talking about the Ribbono Shelem, should the world change? Okay? And when you look at the mitzvah Birchas HaMozein, it says, V'yirachtu es Hashem Elokecha. So the emphasis, this is what the Gemara Metzia is trying to tackle. And the Gemara Metzia goes like this. Kuf Yudal Man Aleph. Uma Baal Chayv She'en Mesadun Machzirin Hektish. Machzirin Hektish She'mesadun Odin She'mazirin Omakro V'shocha B'salmoso B'erachekko. Yotze Hektish She'en Tzor Brocho. V'lo Okay. So it's not, hello, it's not the Gemara was even entertaining what Birchas HaMozein is. It's just, the question is, do they need a bracha? So the answer is no. So he says, but the Gemara says, how can you say that Hektish doesn't need a bracha when you say, V'rachta Hashem Elokecha? So L'chera, the Gemara is coming out, but to L'chera is, that the Chiyuv Birchas HaMozein is as the Ram says in the Prote HaMitzvos, Levorech es Hashem. Okay. We see in the Psukim that it's Kohil Tehila. Okay. Vayvorech es Hashem. We don't know why. Why is that you're not allowed to, you know, what is it? You're not allowed to mevorach Hashem unless you say Tehillah, Tzamah, you know, we have no clue about this. But l'cheir that you see. But then you ask yourself, what does it mean, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? He says, Zonis Olam, Baruch Hashem Azonis Akol. Are you blessing God? So l'cheir according to the doctor, you're not. And that's what Ram seems to be talking about in the Minyan over here. On the other hand, the Gemara is very clear about it in the Chachmei Maseira that you are blessing God. Oh, so you ask the question, well, you know, what is he needed for? Because oh, some people say that through him it comes to us, but then it's not really here, you know, then it's not, the, you know, that's the way the Baba B'chaya plays on, but I don't think that's important for us. But L'chiri is the Gemara says you're blessing God. So I'm not sure what exactly happened. Chazal recast the bracha, and you say bracha tom. They say you're blessing something. You know, the question is, what are we doing? What is Birchas HaMozein? Okay, so you know, you happen to you know whether you do it every day or you do it on Shabbos a few times or whatever it is, but you know, you gotta know what it is. This I thought was a question which I shouldn't at least mention. So you have in Birchas HaZon, you have certainly that the Yemoidim HaShkochem Yuchedis with Panos called Briya, okay? We don't understand exactly what the nature of Hidah is here, but there you have it. The Emerson Targum Yonason, or Targum Yerushalmi, whatever you want to call it, on the Pasuk, Usahavun Zihirin, V'yachalta V'savata, V'sahavun Zihirin, you should be careful, Bizman Di'atun Ochlin Usvein, when you eat and are you full, Havun Moidin, Umavochin Kodem Hashem Elokochon. So this is like, you know, it fits perfectly into everything. We don't understand where it comes from. So Rabbi Bechaya, whatever he does, he says on that pasuk, Vom Ches Yud, Verachtos Hashem, Ein HaBroch HaTzorach Hedyet Bilvad, V'gam Ein HaHedor HaBilvad. So therefore what? Okay. So we have to know. And that's what I pointed out last week, that the Rambam has this hakpada, then birchas ha'aretz, there's both bracha, okay, and hoidah. But the important thing is that the bracha in birchas ha'aretz is a verb. At the end, he has it. So here it's clear. What happens in Azon, according to the Medaktikim, becomes very confusing. Now, what I want to tell you something, okay? And you shouldn't equate the two. This just be, you know, for the future to talk about. The Rambam, in, I think it's Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, when he talks about Mrs. Kiddush, okay, he says, Kachehu Bibrocha. He quotes from the, I think, from Mechilta Kacheu Bebrocha. And I see the Rambam takes it very seriously. Because you look at the Rambam, Perich Chof Tes, the little Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, he says, we divisor from the Kaddish Alayayim, correct? So what he talks about before, Lechoz Deraisa, he says, Mitzah say, okay, Betchil, Beshabbat, whatever, to say Divishevach, before the beginning of Shabbos, and then he says in Halacha Beis, he quotes a Nusach HaBrocha, maybe it's Halacha Beis and Gimel, of both Kiddush and Havdalah. Before he says, Midivri Sefer. So I thought the Pshat is, the Ram is working what he said in Kufnun Hei, it's Kacher BeBrocha, the Brocha is a Dreisa, maybe Nusach HaBrocha is not Dreisa, but Kiddush has a Nusach requires Nusach HaBrocha. This causes the whole question, tefillah, whether that's in a bracha. I'm not getting involved in anything, okay? But I would tell you, and maybe I'm wrong, that it's Cholik Be'etzim Yisaydina, what's going on over here in the Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is not to Mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be that the Divrei Shel V'Hidoya should be Mitzvus HaBrocha. Okay? But the idea, l'chayim b'chas ha-mozim, it's not just the tzuas ha-brocha, as I was mentioning last week. That's the chefs of the mitzvah. L'vorach ha-kodesh b'ruch. Okay? And we have to understand that. We have to understand how the bedaktikim and what Chazal say, you know, and what's going on. Did they reinterpret what word b'ruch means? What happened here? Okay? And I think I can leave it like this, okay? But I think this itself is a contribution, and I apologize if I didn't go on, but I thought that's a very important question. Because if we don't talk about that, we haven't said anything, okay? Now, everything I said last week, you can put back in context of this, but this, I thought, was to capitalize what's going on. That's number one. Now, I just want to tell you something. Mitzvah. He spoke of Mitzvah Chop. And we did basically read the first half of Mitzvah Chof. We left at the second half. So, Kedalki, what I should have done is gone on. But the problems that the Rambam deals with in the second half of Mitzvah Chof are so profound and thought-provoking that I cannot, excuse the double negative, not talk about it. Okay? Do I miss Akasha, a question, which, the question, you know, what exactly is, Omnom, Omru, Omroi, Omnom, Omroi, the Mizbeach, which is talking about the Mizbeach Achitzoy, okay? Mizbach Adomo Ta'aseli. Sheyachshev, because of Hazeh Ha'i, this is a very different departure from what he is going to say for mitzvahs. Shehi mitzvah bifnei atzmo, which is the original Arabic. It was written in Hebrew. Maybe mitzvahs mizbach adomo ta'aseli, okay, is a separate mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs, okay? Even though I'm not sure exactly, because the mizbech is also part of the parsha of mikdash, okay? So is it both? It should be part of mikdash and a separate mitzvah. Just the question is, so what exactly happened here, okay? Correct? Because the Torah in the middle of nowhere, in Parshas Yisrael, in the middle of nowhere, says Mizbach Adom
Ta'aseli. Where it's placed.
I don't know which where it's placed, but it's a separate mitzvah. Not talking about anything. There's no mishk. It's mitzvah conceptually. If it's not a question, conceptually, if you have a mitzvah to make a mizbech independent of mikdash, l'chayra, it's telling you something.
So it's the context.
The context. Now, next, okay? Say that. Well, we're okay. Ho inyan boy, k'mo she'sapir l'cha. Ulam. Now, I'm just going to throw this word out because Kapok doesn't have it. I'm not sure where it comes in the Arabic, and I don't know where it came from, okay? So let's forget about it for a moment. Ho inyan k'mo she'sapir l'cha. Pashte d'kho, which is in the original Ksav Yad. Okay. Hinehu medaber b'shas heta abomis.
It's not connected to Mishash.
Okay. So yamuti lonu bizman hahu shenase nisbach adoma b'chol mokad v'nakriboy. Okay. So it's a very strange thing. Was it a mitzvah? Was it a heter? Because it's shohayimuta, okay? But that's pashti deko. Mizbach adom ta'aseli. Which, independent of everything, is a very strange thing. Because what happens is, there's a whole sugi in Zvachim, in Kufches, talking about how, what constitutes a bomas yochid, and l'cheira, this has to be a bomas yochid, because it says b'chol mokin. And there's no heter of bomas tzibur in chutz la'aretz. And even Nevayad, and there was Isha b'nei God, b'nei Ruven, and the Ramban talks about in Chumash, in Chafal, b'Midbar, the Mikdash David, there's Mitzadeh, that the issue of Shamati Shemakim Beis Chonyoy, that it must be Bomas Yochid, because Bomas Sibel can't be Mechutz La'aretz, so Ram says B'chol Mokim, he's talking about a portion of Bomas Yochid. And it's a chasugia in Zvoch and Kupches, whether you require Mizbeach or a Sela. So Moshe quoted this passage, you know. So what happened with Mason? Okay, I don't know. Okay, but that's what Ram says. Okay. So this passage is talking about a Bomas Yochid. That's what he says. But not ki inyan zehu shetzivo livnois mizbeach shehei mechubel oretz. Ushlo yiye netak umetuto. It shouldn't be something that you can move, okay? But it should be connected to the karka. It should be part of the karka. Kimoi shohoya bamidbo. Okay? So, what the Rambam has done, he's moved from one thought to the next thought without giving you any clue that anything happened. Okay? And I'll explain to you why. Okay? Oh, that why, just what happened, okay? What he's doing now, he ingin ze shetziva livnois mizbeach shei mochub ba'aretz, ushlo ye netak matuto, which is after midbar, correct? Kmo shoy ba'midbar, you shouldn't have that. In other words, the mizbach and the cheshes was no more. But you need mochub mizbeach, which is connected to the karka. Mizbach and the cheshes was moving, was a keli. Okay? So he moves in, he says, Pshuto Shel Mikra was a hirasha amidst She'enon Nehegis L'Davis. Okay? And the Pirush HaMakubal, the Matiki HaShmua, Ukva Omu Aleim, he moves from one sentence to the next, I tell you something happened. Told you, Ki Inyan Zeh, it is that talking about the Mizbeach L'Deiris, which was part of the Mikdash, or Mitzvah, we don't know anything yet, which had to be Mechubal HaKarka. And he says, Vomram, and he quotes the Mechilta, he calls the Mechilta of Yishmael, it is a Mechilta of Shema Yechol, we have it, but it's a Shtikl Teir from Rabbi Yishmael there, okay? Beferish Zeh HaPosik, Shetikoneis La'oretz, after the Midbar, with the coming into Eretz Yisrael, asay li mizbeach mechubadom, automatiki ashmur, say that it's the mitzvah of making a mizbeach mechubadom. Then he says, there's just two statements, complete two statements, which a priori are completely incoherent, okay? The kashehoya adova kain, hinezer hatzivui, Noiheg Lederes via Mechelkea Mikdash. He flew and you don't know where it came from. Okay. So I want to tell you like this. You see the problem. He says, because of this thing, then it has to be Chelkea Mikdash. Hatzivui. Okay. L'chol is referring to this. If you recall, Sherisheni, mitzvahs are pshuta shel mikra, right? And the Ram says, right? And the Ram says sometimes you have Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas not in minyan mitzvahs, but at the Pirush HaMakubal, it's okay in minyan mitzvahs. Okay. What happens if the pshuta shel mikra is a mitzvah she'ein noheges l'teres? And the Kirish Mekubal tells you that it is. So the Ram says, it can't be a mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs. And that's the answer. So the only way that you can can this is to make it not part of another mitzvah. It's an amazing thing. He set up, I can't skip this, because this is a principle in minyan mitzvahs over here, which he hasn't developed a sherish for, which says, derech agav over here, mitzvah chav. But you have to keep in mind, I don't know how much I accomplish this, but I have to, you see, there's one problem after the next, okay? Now, you have to keep in mind that mitzvah hey, the Ram said, that the mitzvah of the b'chol of avchem is basically a mitzvah called kol ha'torah kula. And he says, "Ooh, but since it has an inyan miyuchad of tefillah, if do, and then a pirush mekubal, if do be mikdashoy, so it is a minyan mitzvahs. So what's the scoop?
This is the Sreisa Sheirish Dalet, and you were okay. And this is Sreisa Sheirish Beis, and Sheirish Gimel, okay, in the context of Beis, and we don't know where we are. So the answer is very simple. Sheirish Gimel, I want to tell you a mitzvah, which is a Horat Shor, it's not the Teiris. That's Mufka from Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because Teiris Tzivol Nonu, Moshe Morosh HaKilis Yaakov. So since in Pshuta Shal Mikra, it's the Mufka. So Memela, even if it's a Pirish Mokubal, it tells you that the Teiris, it can't be in Minyan HaMitzvahs. In Sheresh Dalet, a mitzvah, which is Kereles Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's the HaMitzvah. But it can't be min aminyan because there's nothing miyuchad. So if the Pirish Mekubal tells you that there's something miyuchad, then it's a minyan mitzvah. Okay. The Rambam has developed an amazing principle over here. It just nonchalantly on the side, why isn't it a separate mitzvah? But this Rabbi says only in the beginning. Okay? Correct? Okay? So you say that? This is very important. So yeah, I can't skip this. Okay? Now, let's go on. Then he makes a statement, which is almost like throwing like a monkey wrench into the whole system of gears, and the whole place goes wild. Now, just listen to the statement. He says, "Goytzeloima sheyivne mizbeach ba'avonim me'avonim behechrach." Okay. Now, you have to keep in mind, hello, he now, afterwards, he quotes a Mechilta of Yishmael, Omroi Beferish, Omroi Yisal Mizbach Avonim Taseli, Omroi Yishmael, whatever it is, that it's a Chayva, okay? The question is, when the Rambam makes the statement originally, that it's Shel Avonim, Okay. Is he assuming the Mechilta? How can he make, Rotzaloima, he's saying, L'chera, he's not giving a prelude to coming attractions, but he's saying Pshat what happened before. So what happened here? Just plain Pshat. So the Rambam did an amazing thing, I think, okay? Now we'll see. Exactly, he's trying to can't just, it says in the Pasuk, Mizbach Adom Ta'aseli, okay? V'im Mizbach Avonim Ta'aseli afterwards, okay? Right afterwards. V'zavach Tol HaSech, right? That's where the Pasuk goes one after the next. And if you look at the Rashbam, he puts them together, Kilu, as two options or whatever it is. So what the Rambam has done, hello, So, the question is, so what is he gaining by this? So it says, Havonim, not Havonim, yes, Havonim, what does he want? Okay, so I'll tell you, it's like this, okay? So he's learning that the Pirush Mokubo comes and tells you that it's Mokubo Lakarka, and then tells you that it should be Shel Havonim, okay? And the Rabbam says that since Mikdash is Havonim, okay, so it's basically telling you that it's part of Mikdash. Why did the Torah stress the Esmi Shel Avon? Because it's part of Mikdash. Look at it. V'yiye mechelke ha-Mikdash. Look at how he says it. V'yiye mechelke ha-Mikdash. Roitzeloima, koima. How do you know that? Sheivne mizbech be'avonim behechach. It's an amazing thing. Okay. So then I ask you something like this, okay? You think, okay, wow, that's nice pshat, correct? The only problem is that it's just the opposite, okay? The question is, does Mikdash have to be Avonim, or does Mizbeach have to be Shel Avonim?
And the proper answer is L'cheira. Balaam seems to say the opposite. That the Mikdash could be of Levainim. The Mizbech has to be Avonim. And the Ram is saying that the Mizbech is Avonim, is a Raidach, that it's Mikdash. Which we don't know where you're standing.
Levainim are man-made and Avonim are just...
One second. Let me just see. Here it is. 1 second. The thing is like this. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, says only Mizbech requires Avonim. And the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, he says that you burden the Mikdash from Avonim, but if there's no Avonim, you use Levainim. And you don't have that option in Mizbech. So L'cheira, it's just the opposite. So we don't know what the Rambam wanted here. Okay?
It's a nice pshat.
I'm not trying to tell you. The question is how it fits in the... So then I could have imagined that even if you look at Mizbech as a separate entity, and that's the Mechilta, you're still okay because it says the Makabli, the Matiki Hashmua, says there's something in the Mitzvah Lederes, which you put it together with Mizbech Adoma Taseli, and then it should be Avonim and Adoma. And then you can say, but it's not a separate mitzvah, it's only Chalke HaMikdash. But even before he's proven it's Chalke HaMikdash because of the Avonim. In the second one, he doesn't have that proof.
Maybe here he knows you can't build the Mikdash from Levainim.
I don't know. If you open up, I didn't want to get involved. In Beis HaBechir, it's very clear that you have that option. I'm not sure exactly if you could. No, we could sit and evaluate. I didn't want to because there's so much that I have to do now. I'll leave that alone. Okay. Well, if you want, I can come in next week and evaluate that option. Okay. Perek Avoch. Now, let me Now, let me tell this vid something else, okay? So it means that you have a mizbeach, the mitzvah make a mizbeach, and the mizbeach is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of mikdash, okay? And I said mechuba, whatever, okay? So then, there is a problem. Start problem number one. Problem number one is, so I ask you, according to the Rambam, looking over here, when was the hafkor for the din of Metulto that it had to be Mechubo? So Ram is very clear, when they entered Eretz Yisrael after they left the Midbar. There's only a slight problem here. When you open the whole Sigin Zvachim on the New Testament Aleph, the Sanya, Vayom Hahu, Kiddush HaMelech, Toich HaChotzer, that's Shlomo HaMelech, Ki Mizbach HaNechishes Asher Lifnei Hashem, Kotem mehochil. Dvon kiksovim. Divrei Rebbe. It was too small. V'loi kvar ne'emar. Elef oilois yale shloima ala mizbeach ahu. V'ilu lebeis alomim. Hu oime v'yizbach shloimoi. Es zevach ha-shloimim. Asher zovach la'shem. Bokre esrim. U'shnayim elef. Kshat magil l'cheshbet oilois. L'minyin amois. Ze godo mize. Elo mahu kotem mehochil. So it means until Beis Olamim, the Mizbach HaNechesh was kosher. It wasn't Mechub L'Kalk, it's the Chakeli. No, but Ram says Pashe Dekor ends. The Pashe Dekor is talking about Bomis.
and the discussion of Mechubah, the Pirush of Mechubah, starts when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Shekit, okay, good. Rabbi Yehuda, okay, good. So that's something you have to read this Gemara in Zvachim very closely and understand what's going on. That's one problem, besides the problem just interpreting the Levain. Okay? Okay, now, next. And I want to ask another question. Makrivin af api she'ein bias. Okay? So it means you're allowed to be makriv even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. But you need a mizbech, correct? As they state in the Gemara. Because if there's no mizbech, the Kosher Mepotzi, you have to be makriv mizbech. I just want to understand under what is the charge of this mizbech, okay? Because you can't imagine it's the mizbeach of part of mikdash because there's no mikdash. Okay. So the Rav, okay, not dealing with this question. He dealt with it. He wrote a piece. Okay, which was published in our power days, okay? I think it was republished again in Kovitz Chidushei Torah, okay? There's a discussion of Midas Mizbeach, okay? And the Rav there works with Abchaim's approach that Akol B'Ksav is Likuba. That Megillah which they handed out in terms of Midas HaMikdash or whatever it is, that's Likuba. And he learns that the Sun Kis Adam, where you put the Dam on the Mizbeach, where you put the, if you had to do Kis Adam on the Mizbeach, it would have been a problem of Akol B'Ksav, because my Klal Azor. Okay? But the Rav says, Midas Mizbeach is only in Mikdash. The Mizbeach, B'Teres Mizbeach, the Midas are not in Likuba.
He's pausing his mizbeach without a mikdash.
Yeah, which is gufa what the din of makriv af she'ein bayis is, l'chaya. Or you have to... So all I just want to know, how do you look at this in context that we're talking about over here? Because the mitzvah of mizbeach l'deiris is only b'teiris chelki mikdash. So what is it? It's not a mitzvah of mizbeach. It's only a hetei makriv kobomis. It's not. It's just a separate thing.
Facilitates.
It's not the mizbeach of the posik of the mitzvah. It's just a separate hetei. Well, just I'm just saying you have to. I'm just saying you have to decide how you're going to can this. But I think it's something you have to deal with. Okay.
It's a quasi bomba. Is what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
It's in the makom mikdash. It's not a bomba.
No. Bombus became awesome. There's no more bombus. The hete is only b'shas hete bombus. No. The passion of koy is pockets. There's no passion of koy anymore. It's not that it's hakovus. It's chutz. It's not a bomber. You can mark of anything on the mizbeach. It's not that you know. It's not a bomber. Which is the burnish, please.
It's not the mikdash either. So what is it?
The truth is, you can maintain that it's only a heter, and that you're not there, especially in context of the end of Shoresh Yudalel, the Ram says that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, no Chiv, no Hakovas Kabon, whatever it is, but you know, you have a heter Akrova, but the Mizbeach itself is only a heter to be Ma'akav there, and it becomes an amazing thing, okay? Now, can I go to the next? There's problem one after the next, okay? Now, next. Now, let's see the Mechilta. Over Mechilta. I'm sorry, I want to get through it today, but you know. Yeah. Okay, over Mechilta. Amr Beferish. Okay, what's Beferish? So I assume that this Beferish. Excuse me. Here's the Pirush Mekubal from Moshe Rabbeinu.
And you can also call it Pir Shmur, because you look at the Ram Hilchos Beis Bechir, Mizbeach, here, Perek Alpha Lechir Gimel, and Mizbeach in Beis Bechir, Mizbeach, Ein Oysen Oysan, Oysay Ela Binyan Avonim, Vizeh Shinema, Vi Im Mizbach Avonim, Mi Pir Shmur Lomdu, Sheena Vishus Elochayim. The base of Bechir. Oh, that's the Mizbech of base of Bechir. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how you can it, but that's okay, good. And there, I mean, this Mizbech, Makir B'Shem Ba'ish, you did Mizbech of Avon, you understand it yourself. Okay, now, I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, now, let's now take this to its case. So what does he say? Av Omri, Omru, Befeglish, Omro, Yisale, the Pasig, the Mizbech Avon and Tassili, Omri, Omer Rabbi Yishmael Omer, call im the im shebatei rishus chut mishloisha echod mehem the mizbech avodim taaseli omru the yachid the chachma mesera the mizbech avodim chayva. Atoima chivo eina loishus talmuloima avonim shleimois tivne es mizbach Hashem elokecha. Okay. See, here is an amazing thing. Where is this pasuk avonim shleimois tivne es mizbach Hashem elokecha? That's my mizbech in Har Eivor. Okay. Which what? Okay. The rice in Chof, you look at the Minakotz, he counts, in Minyanamitzis, okay, you'll see what he counts there, okay, but okay, well, I'm not getting involved, okay? So you could have said, so what the Gemara is bringing a raya, the Mechilta is bringing a raya from Mizbach Avodim, from Avodim Shlemus to the Mizbach, right? So you can say, that since it's a Pirush of Makubal, you don't have to have one taste. Since the Pirush of Makubal, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and really, that's what the Baruch Hashem told him, Shach and Posse. We really don't need Avonim Shleimus. The Baruch Hashem said that this Im is Chayva. And all the Mechilt is doing is not a smach. The Gemara is Chochmas HaKosov, as the Ram says in Shur Sheni, Lahara is Chochmas HaKosov. But it's not real. It's a fantasy. Okay? See, very, very happy, okay? You can't do that. Sorry. Let me show you why you can't do that and why that is just impossible. Okay? The Mizbech and Har Eivor in Dvorim, the Avonim Shleimois, Dvor Chav Zayin, Vov, L'cheira, was for Hirasha, for the Mizbeach in Eva Yodin. Okay. And it's a din in that Mizbeach, and nothing to do with Binyan HaMikdash. So, L'chel, it's just what, right? Okay. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Beis Bechir, Halacha Yudal Tezvav. Avonim Shleimus, I said Apostle. There's an Ipsul Evan Pogum in Mizbeach, okay? And he quotes an Isa Aseder in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvov. Okay. So, if he said, like according to the Raiva, the Binyan Mizbech, Avonim Mitzvah Fnei Atzmo, so no. So maybe Avonim Shleimus is telling you something, Mizbech. I don't know. Kaisnet. But how can you learn according to the Rambam an Isa Asay of Avonim Shleimus from a pasuk which is a rasha? Like, it's amazing the world has gone, he quotes a Mishnah Torah in this pasuk. But the truth is, the Ram's not the culprit. It's the Gemara Avodah Zarah, when it talks about the Baal Pritzah B'Chilua, when it's talking about, it's going back and forth about, I think it was Shach Shavon, whatever, Baal Pritzah B'Chilua. Oh my papa, hasn't come. Ask him a dog. A ball pizza with chilo. Amre, Hechinavid. What should we do with the Mizbech that Yevonim shiksu Yevonim? Nitbarinu, Avonim Shleimus Omer Achmono. What do you mean Avonim Shleimus Omer Achmono? It's the Chalash show is doing anything. The Gmon Zvachim, Nundal Mabezach, he tamed the guys like Avonim Shleimus Ksiv. The Gemara. Let me read to the Rambam if you want. In Perik Aleph of Hilchos Beis Bechira, Halacha Yud Dalet Tezvov. Kol Eved Shenifkabo, Kedei Shetach B'Sipoilin, Kisakin Shal Shechita, Harizu Psula, Lekeve Shal Mizbech, Shneem Avon Mishleimois, Timnes Mizbech Hashem, V'chule. V'abine Eved Shenogabo Bazo, O Bekevesh, But the Shinoga by Basim, Mizbech of a Kevish, like a Shnemel, Sivne Es and Gosses, Vabuine Evan Pogum, Ive Baase.
Krishma
Kuba,
part of Krishma
Kuba. What? But it can't be what I say. What I say? What are you talking about? There's no I say minion over here. You know, the only I say is a Mikdash. Okay. So comes. Maybe. This din, when ki'ilu, this is part, adrab, this is part of the Pirush Mokubo to tell you what's going on in Mizbeach. But on the other hand, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's the only Hirasha. So is it possible to say that it's only Havkor in Minyan HaMitzvahs, but in Isui HaSei, which are not in Minyan HaMitzvahs, because Minyan HaMitzvahs is a minyan, is the same way the Ram doesn't count in the end of Hilchos Ishus, Adoimi. Okay? Maybe it could be an Isaseh. The emes is, you look at the Radvaz, in Shad Chubas Radvaz, the Shalis Rambam, Perek Alvuch, that's what Sha'alta, me many, Amashkos Rambam, ובכלל מצווה זו לעשות מזבח המנורה ושולחן ומזבח הזו וקיר ושאר הכלים. I don't know what שאר הכלים is. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that.
More than Zun.
Okay, whatever is that. הכל מצווה אחת ולמדנו שאף על פי שאין למנוס הפרוטים מקום גאוי ואחת מהם אוי ובעשה שאין הבורס או עשה Holy b'minyan amitzus, v'zeu shekosav zal zel shayin abayin evim pogum evim basay shneim avon mishleim is tivne v'chei mashmeli shimlo yose es a menera miksha oiva. See that I say is okay, because it's an I say it chalke amitzah. But here in pshuta shemitzus the chalva shah. But he's not saying, we don't be saying the Shtickl Torah, that what happens, even that Avodim Shleimus become part of the Chelkei Mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash. And that's the Ram Perik Aleph Halacha Ches of Hilchos Ishus V'yesh Isa B'yosa B'aseh from Mitzri and Adoimi. There's a count of Binyan HaMitzvah. Isa is saying to do with Binyan HaMitzvah. So it's an amazing thing. The Pashit, the Kor is moved there. So it still can be in Isase, in Chalkei HaMitzvah. However, Ribbono Shalom, let me ask you like this. In Beis HaBechir, Perek HaLocha Tezvov, I'm sorry to do this to you today. Habayne, Evan, Shinoga, Bo Balzel, B'mizbech, Oy, B'kevesh, Loike, Shinemo, Loisivne, Efs, Hen, Gozes. Okay. So where's this Loisiv Nes and Gozes? That's by the Mizbech Avodim Tasalacha. Okay. Right?
Kasha the Kro.
Yeah. Now, we know Chelkei Mitzvah, you have an Aseh.
In Moisase, it's always separate mitzvah. How can the Rambam count this lamb minyan mitzvahs? And the truth is, the Gemara also quotes Lo Sanif Aleim Basel Nevogazor, which if you remember I went over it, Lo Sanif Aleim Basel, which is the pasuk in Har Ebal. Okay. So it is true that the Mechilta in Yisrael, Lo Simnes and Gozes, in Gozes Gzuzes, Shehunif Aleim Basel, Abno Sarema, Shebonne, Boy Shnei Abonne, Gzuzes, but there's a laugh. Loisa say la ain't tes. He she's hilnu to livnois avne misbeh gozes. And also minya mitzvahs. So Shadis, how does this work? Everything is very nice, the whole shtick go back and forth in and out, but you bankrupt in the laugh. He doesn't say a word about it. Okay. So, okay, I'm going to continue. Sorry to do this to you today. Okay. Now, but you see, I couldn't leave this out. Okay. Now, next. Ukfais, boy, dini zitz lizu, bichlola, kloy, mabinyan hamikdash, vetavnisoi, ubinyan hamizbeach, vidinoi, mesechta, mechuberes lizu. Vihi Mesechus Midas, the Hidis by a Tavnis, Menoro, Vashucham, Vamizbeah, Vazov, Makrim, and Behechel, Bigmar, Menoches, Vyuma. See, list the Mizbeah and the Menor and the Shucham in two separate categories. In the Mizbeah and the Mikdash is talking about Mesechus Midas. And when he's talking about the Menor and the Shucham, the Mizbeah Azov, he says, Makrim, and Behechel. And he also throws in that they're in Menachis and Yuma. So the answer is Rabbi Sai. It's Cholok Beitz Misaytah. That the Mizbeach is a chelik of Mikdash. It's part of the Guf HaMikdash. It's a Midas. It's the same way as the Mikdash itself is Midas. Although here, that's what he says in the other ones in Meshuchah, it's Tavnis. It's a chatzuf makeli. It's a chmetulta. It's not a chefs of the mikdash. And that's a different din. And that's the din makoyim kavoyin in Hechel. Correct? Okay. So I want to tell you something about what you say. You have the Rambam in the year of mikdash, he talks about making tavnis of keli. Min chaschina chasuz any keli, which you know, the midah, whatever it is, the Torah mentioned the Torah it is. But the Rambam is because the Rav said in the Shtickel and Igris HaGrid that the Zayin Kalim, Ubodim Mikdash Kalim, the Rambam says over here that the Kalim are Chelki HaMikdash, or that only the Kalim which are Chelki HaMikdash, there's a love of making the Tzurasai because of Yiras HaMikdash. So it's only Shulchan Menorah, okay? It's Shulchan Menorah, okay? In, you have Midas of Ulam and Heichel. But a Mizbeach, you can't talk about anything. Because the Mizbeach is part of the Ritzvah, part of the Guf HaMikdash. You're not making any Tzulasa. The truth is that Ram should have mentioned Mizbeach Azov. Okay? We don't know why he doesn't mention it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up next week.